Without change, we are doomed to be who we were yesterday, are today, and forever am. It would mean that the trials and obstacles in our way today would remain, and we would be powerless to overcome them. There would be no growth, no milestones, no realizations, or feelings of hard-fought triumph. We would be stuck in the circumstances that we are born into. This means that there would be no rags to riches stories or pulling yourself up by your own bootstrap stories. In essence, there would be no hope. No hope for something different. This sounds pretty sad and dark, right? Well, yeah, it is. That is why we need change. And that is why I really want to talk about the importance of change as we transition into adulthood and begin to solidify the foundations upon which we will build the rest of our lives. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back after these messages. Put simply, without change, there is no possibility of progress. But with change, we have the possibility of becoming more every day. Now, this especially rings true as we are transitioning into our full adulthood between these ages of 15 to 30. There is so much change in this decade and a half. I mean, we go from living at home to moving out, to starting a life, a full-time job, maybe finding a partner and starting a family. And that's really just the cliche Hallmark stuff. Think about how much change has come your way and all that's still left to come. It's a lot, but it is very rarely the thing holding us back. Today we have this negative connotation or idea around change. We fear it and aim to keep the things as the way they are, or as we call it, the status quo. And we often cannot help it. As human beings, we like consistency. We like knowing what to expect. But change distorts all of that and opens us up to the unknown, which can be scary, but it can also mean a new opportunity to develop. As I said earlier, without change, there is no possibility of progress. But with change, we have the possibility of becoming more every day. So why not embrace the change? I would actually argue that change, especially for younger people, can be a catalyst for personal and career progression. During the ages of 15 to 30, we are statistically at our best position to be able to bounce back from life. We are young, we have time on our side, energy to expel, and usually not much responsibility. In these years, change is better suited to be our secret weapon rather than our imminent demise. Don't fear change. It's not holding you back. Instead, add change to your arsenal. Make it work for you and add value to you. Use it to overcome hard times or get out of certain circumstances. Use it to improve your health and physical stature. Use change to seek out better opportunities or a healthier environment. Change is just as much in your control as it is out of your hands. Learn it, embrace it, and make it your secret weapon. That is all for today's episode. I hope the words you have heard today can help you in some regard. Please be sure to subscribe to the Life V Lifestyle podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you can get immediate alerts when new episodes are released. I am also trying to increase engagement on my Twitter account. So hit me up on Twitter at Life V Lifestyle. Give me a follow, retweet some stuff, like some stuff. Just let me know that you are there. And as always, I wish you much success in your Life V Lifestyle journey. Till next time.